Mandrake. Mandrake, it's Nada speaking. Mr. Z's hidden a bomb in the cabin there. It's going to explode any minute.
Oh, Princess, look out. Mr. Z's got his gun back. Look out.
Yes, yes. I've got the gun, boy. Now stop talking over the radio, Princess Nada. Stop or I shoot.
Mandrake, the bomb.
Princess, are you shot?
No. He missed me, Professor. But he shattered the radio. Oh, I hope Mandrake heard me.
It doesn't matter whether Mandrake heard you or not, Princess Nada. He and Lothar can't escape from the cabin. Pierre has them covered with a gun, and the door is locked. Pierre will never give up the key.
But Pierre must have heard me, too. He'll do it to save his own life.
Perhaps Pierre did hear you, Princess Nada. But he will never believe that I intend to kill him. He will still be loyal to me, the fool. You were very, very clever, Princess, and you, boy. But I am very, very much afraid your scheme will not save Mandrake and Lothar. They are doomed. Perhaps right this second, the bomb is going off, please.
But in the cabin, Mandrake has heard Nada's frantic warning over the radio. He and Lothar have disarmed Pierre, and now Mandrake says...
Where's the door key, Pierre? Hurry up, give it to me.
No, Pierre'll never give it to you. Never!
You heard what Princess Nada said? There's a bomb hidden somewhere in the cabin.
No, not believe bomb here in cabin. If it is here, I find it, monsieur. I find the bomb.
Oh, we can't waste time looking. It may go off any second. Give me that door key. We've got to get out of here.
No, master. Lothar not need key. Lothar break down door.
Now, that door's plenty thick, Lothar.
Lothar make door look like palm leaf.
All right, then, Lothar. Hurry.
Come on, why? Great God, there. The door. Lothar break it down.
Yeah.
What strength, like the great pull up there.
Door him open now, master.
Good work. Now, come on, Pierre. Get out of the cabin, quick.
No, I stay here, Mr. Mandrake.
Do you want to be killed by the bomb?
It is only Drake.
You're coming up here if I've got to kill you. Lothar, help me. We've got to get Pierre outside. We can't let him be killed.
Lothar coming, master. Lothar not like Pierre, man. But Lothar pull Pierre, man, out.
Take his other arm, Lothar. We'll drag him out. Lothar, make for the hollow behind the hill. Run! There it goes. The bomb. Get down. Like matter of snow.
Something in the air,
Master, are you all right?
I'm okay, Lothar. But Pierre's been hit. Nasty cut on his head. Yes, you got hit by a piece of wood from your cabin. Knocked you out for a minute.
Pierre will never see anything like big frontier of fire. But Pierre's cabin, sure gone.
Yes, your cabin's gone, all right, Pierre. You can thank your pal, Mr. Z, for that.
Nothing left but big hole in ground. Monsieur Z, he blew up Pierre's cabin.
Of course. You heard Princess Nada's radio warning about the bomb. Mr. Z wanted to kill us all. You included.
But Pierre not understand. Monsieur Z promised me much gold if I just keep you in the cabin for a few days. Pierre poor first rapper. He think he do no harm. Pierre not understand why Monsieur Z want to kill him.
Simply because he was through with you, Pierre.
Mr. Z, him bad man. Lothar know.
Yes.
Mr. Z, him thief and killer. Him take Princess and Professor Boy away. Lothar worried about what happening to them.
So am I, Lothar. Plenty worried. I'll swear those were gunshots just before Nada's radio call was cut off.
Master, what we do?
If I only had a plane to get to the Haunted Mountains fast. Some way to rescue Nada and Professor and stop Mr. Z from stealing the Hmong treasure.
Pierre has dog team, Monsieur de Mandrake.
It'll take a long time to get there by dog team, Pierre.
Pierre, no shortcut, Monsieur. It's dangerous, very dangerous. Maybe we are killed. But if we leave, we get to Haunted Mountains very fast.
By George. Maybe we can beat Mr. Z yet.
You'd save Pierre's life. Pierre and his good dogs, they take you fast as lightning to mountain. And Pierre very anxious to get his hands on Monsieur Z. Very anxious. Pierre on his dogs, eh?
Yes. Yes, get the team ready, Pierre, as fast as possible. We'll take the shortcut for the Haunted Mountains. Maybe we can get there in time. Hurry, Pierre.
Marsh, my good dogs! Marsh! Marsh!
If you will look, please, Princess Nada, out this window, you will see mountains ahead.
Yes, Mr. Z, I see them.
Are they the Haunted Mountains where the Hmong treasure is?
Exactly. The little boy called Professor is very, very quick and very, very observant. Yes, the Hmong treasure is there. Cases of diamonds and rubies and gold and silver. And very, very soon, it will all be mine.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Mr. Z.
You are still hoping that Mandrake, the magician, is alive.
Yes, Mr. Z. And Mandrake will show up.
You and the boy princess are tied up hand and foot. I have guns. My co-pilot up in the cockpit have guns. And in half an hour or more, we will land at Snake Canyon. We will show the blond Eskimos the carved white dragon I have took from Mandrake. That will get us in to where the treasure is. After that, everything will be very, very simple.
You have it all figured out, haven't you, Mr. Z?
Yes, all figured out, Princess Nada. Even to what is going to happen to you and the little boy.
And what's going to befall us, Mr. Z?
You boy and the so, so beautiful Princess Nada, I will hand over to the great Kula and his tribe of blonde Eskimos. I will tell them that you are two terrible storm demons that I have captured. I believe they will want to put you out of the way so as not to offend the storm gods.
It will be more interesting when Mandrake gets hold of you, Mr. Z.
Mandrake, why the bomb has killed him, Princess. And even if by some miracle it fails, how can he get to Haunted Mountains?
Something's gone wrong with your engine, Mr. Z.
It's stopping.
Well, certainly it's stopping. Why wouldn't it?
I go see my co-pilot. We cannot make forced landing here. We're still miles from Haunted Mountains.
But you are going to make a landing, all right, Mr. Z. An engine must have gasoline to run on.
Gasoline? What do you mean?
Yes, Professor. What are you driving?
This princess. When Mr. Z used his gun and shot the radio to pieces, two of his bullets apparently went wild and hit the gasoline fuel tank out in the wing, causing a serious leak.
What? The fuel tank was punctured? You've known this right along, boy?
Certainly. I've been watching the gas run out for some time. I've been expecting the engine to stop any minute.
You boy should have told me. My co-pilot might have fixed the leak.
And let you get to the Haunted Mountains? Nothing doing, Mr. Z.
Oh, hold on, Princess. Something's happened. We're diving. We're going down. Oh!